Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 10th chapter. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it that you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. The American dream. We have this vision, this idea in America of what a leader is meant to look like. They are to be strong and self-assured. They rule with an iron fist and they don't take any flack from anybody. They often rule out of fear and they demand respect. It is from this ruthlessness that one can become a successful leader of a company. And we have transferred this on to our political spectrum as well, where we need somebody who is stronger than the other person, and if they show signs of being human, then they are viewed as less than. We then, either consciously or subconsciously, teach our children these same values and expect them to embody a competitive spirit so they too can succeed where others have failed. We tell our children and we tell ourselves, if you aren't first, then you are last. And it doesn't matter who you need to step on to get there. And we've been doing this for so long that we have forgotten that this definition of success means the harm of others. We, like James and John, focus more on the title and riches that come from a place of honor rather than the responsibility that it gives us to those around us. And in our attempt to establish superiority over one another, we continue to see how self-destructive we are as a people, creating more and more tyrants that care more about self-preservation than they do communal relationships. Jesus introduces a new way. Well, I say new way, but he taught his disciples this some 2,000 years ago. And still, we don't quite have it figured out yet. He teaches us that we can simultaneously, and this is very Lutheran coming up the week before Reformation Sunday, that we can simultaneously be servant and leader. Now, Martin Luther expands on these words in a writing called Freedom of a Christian, saying that a Christian is the most free lord of all and subject to none. And a Christian is the most dutiful servant of all and subject to everyone. That is to say that we are not bound to anybody when it comes to our own freedom, because we have already found our freedom in God through the Holy Spirit in Christ Jesus. It's this same freedom that says that nothing can separate you from God because of the power of the cross. It's this freedom that is found in Jesus' sacrificial love. It's this first point of Luther's definition of freedom that I think a lot of Americans can resonate with in our eagle call, red, white, and blue freedom that we think makes us better than anybody else. It's this kind of freedom that many who heard the words of Jesus were ready for after living under oppression for so long. A word of freedom to those who had come out of Pharaoh's Egypt and were now under the rule of the Roman Empire. But this isn't where Jesus stops. And he even tells James and John that they truly do not understand what they are agreeing to when they say that they will drink of the same cup and be baptized with the same water, because to believe in the message of Jesus Christ, to be a part of this faith tradition and call yourselves a follower of Christ, a Christian, is about more than what you receive. It's all about what you have to give for your fellow human being, being in whom Christ is alive. It's to say that while you don't owe anybody anything as far as your salvation is concerned, you owe everybody all of yourself because of who has freed you. You owe them respect and you owe them compassion. Because the same love that is found in Christ Jesus and then transferred onto you for his sake is also for your neighbor. Your relationship with Jesus Christ only makes sense in community and how we lift one another up. For Jesus Christ saved us from the power of sin that binds us, that we might better serve one another with the commandment that rises above all others, that you love God and you love your neighbor as yourself. It is in this way that Jesus shows us how to be leaders in our community. It's not through riches and power and greed, as we see from many of our leaders today. It's through servanthood. The leadership of Jesus looks like this. Jesus relates to those who follow him. He understands who they are because he is one of them. He was not raised in an ivory tower and set apart. He knows what it means to do the work that he is calling them to do. He isn't asking them to travel and spread the gospel while he's sitting around and counting the donations or the people that they are bringing in. He's right there with them and working with them. He does not ask anything of them that he is not willing to do himself. Jesus takes care of the base needs of those around him. He is not above feeding those who are hungry. He gets down on his hands and knees and washes the feet of those he is leading, and then he dries their feet with his very own robe. His leadership is one that is humbling. And Jesus teaches. He does not leave his followers to fend for themselves, but he educates them on how to do this work. And he corrects them when they don't quite get it right, which is pretty often. His leadership is teaching. Jesus invites. Throughout his ministry, he is inviting others to join him. He recognizes the skills and abilities of those around him and finds for them a place in what he is doing that best utilizes their skills, recognizing that he isn't doing this alone. Jesus's leadership is invitational, and Jesus's leadership is sacrificial. Jesus' message takes him to the cross for the sake of those who are willing to follow him and for the sake of the world. His leadership ultimately places the needs of those around him above his own place of standing. Jesus shows us that being a leader is about so much more than what we have to gain, but what the world has to gain from being lifted up and served in this way. All of this is made possible because of He whose name we bear when we go out into the world. When we proclaim that we are Christian, the expectation ought to be that we embody the teachings and life of the one who has sent us. To drink this cup and to be baptized in these waters means becoming a part of something bigger than yourself. To be a part of this community is then to recognize that you are being lifted up to something so much bigger than any of us can imagine. To drink this cup and to be washed in these waters is to recognize the love of Jesus Christ that sustains us now and forever. Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.